Oh, yeah. Yes. The day just gets better and better and better. Good morning, KX93.5. This is Ed with you on a Thursday midday, no less. Sitting in for Tyler, we've got just a special treat here. I'm looking out the window about 9:15 this morning and unloading a van filled with equipment is a band. Wasn't expecting them, so I'm so glad, by the way, that I had a chance to do this. Thank you, Tyler, for letting me sit in. That's cool. The band is a band you're going to love. It's called Catlow. And with us in studio, we have Gina, Natasha, and Jay. And we're just going to get right into music. Brand new album called Main of Nowhere. And this is the title cut. I'm introducing you now to Catlow and Main of Nowhere.
Hello. Here we go.
One, two, three, four.
We were walking down Main Street, watching the clouds collide, picking up our feet, watching the shadows smile. Do you know what I'm thinking about? And can you tell where my head is at? Say all that you want, so sensitive. I try to be more. You've got to give me more. You've got to. You've got to give me more. You've got to. Say what's really on your mind. You've got to. Time. I think I need a haircut. I like myself more every day. I like it when your hair is long. It covers up your beautiful face. Do you know where my head is at? Can you tell what I'm thinking about?
Live in our Pearl Street studios, that is Catlow from Vancouver, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Or are we originally Canadian?
We We are Canadian.
Well, okay, yes.
Not just originally.
We are darn Canadian. So welcome to the studio.
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, we are so happy to have you here. So with us, I have Natasha, Gina on the keyboards over there, and that's Jay on the guitar. How are you doing today?
Great.
Now, Natasha, you write the music for this band, right?
For the majority, yeah.
For the majority.
Yeah.
Now, that song in particular, tell me about it. Tell me about the genesis of Main of Nowhere.
Well, there's a street in Vancouver called Main Street, and so it kind of originated from walking down Main Street, if I could be so simple about it.
Yeah, you can, actually.
And then, of course, it goes into, you know, watching the clouds go by, and then, you know, being unsatisfied in a relationship and asking somebody to give you more.
Yeah, I gathered that.
Yeah.
there was a little...
So I'm pretty much just, like... Spelling it out.
A little right relationship dissatisfaction. Anyone particular in mind with that when you wrote that?
Oh, yeah, too long ago to mention.
I won't get you in trouble.
We're great friends still, so.
Well, that's cool then.
Yeah.
That's cool that you can remain friends. Now, when I went on the website to check you guys out, there are other band members named. Is this the whole group, or what am I looking at?
No, we sometimes have we have a 5-piece, right. But a lot of times we have a 6-piece too.
Right. Yeah.
We have a violinist, Emily, who plays with us a lot. Right. She tours Europe a lot, so right. She's not available all the time.
Okay.
And we kind of have rotating rhythm sections. Okay. It's one of those things where you just have to get used to playing with really good ringers.
Right. Ringers.
But
yeah.
Ringers. So, you know, they need one rehearsal and they're good to go. Right. But not, they play in 5 bands.
All right. Let me just pop off the name. So again, here we have Gina, Natasha, Jay. There's also Emily, Laurel, and Squid.
Yes.
I understand that. You know, that sounds like Brett Kavanaugh's college buddies right there.
Oh, no.
I got a guy named Squid over here. He was helping me lift weights, you know.
Squid is actually, he played a lot of the bass on, the majority of the bass on the album, and he got MS diagnosed in the last 2 years, so among the album being recorded after that, he's now in a wheelchair, so
okay.
He couldn't play with us anymore, but we've done a benefit every year for him, so that's our tribute to him, usually.
Was he part of the debut album, Kiss the World?
No.
Am I? Okay.
No, again, yeah, I Catlett was kind of meant to be set up so that I could go under my solo name,
right.
Play by myself. I work with DJs sometimes, and then it's featuring Catlett.
Okay.
And then Catlett can be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, doesn't matter how many members.
Right.
And different people if we want.
What a great, just by the first song, what a great dynamic between the three of you, and especially between the two vocals. Just a great dynamic.
Thank
yeah.
You.
Yeah, I love that. Gina, so tell us when you joined, Gina. What happened?
Oh, gosh. I joined maybe, 3 months ago?
Is that it?
It seems so short. Maybe 5.
Okay, so June. We were on tour in June. So you must have... I think it was like April. But the way that Gina and I met is I work in film as well, as a costume designer. And film's a huge industry in Vancouver.
Right.
And Gina was picked for one of the ladies in the show, and I like almost saw her naked before I ever actually knew her.
All right,
because you do that when you're in wardrobe fittings.
Yes, you obviously.
You
want...
just you know, and she had some sexy clothes and stuff,
right. And in lingerie.
Yeah, and then her when I was asking for a keyboardist around town. Her name came up with 3 people I totally admire.
Right.
And so I already had the connection with her and I felt a kinship already. So a few people wanted to play, but she's the one.
I often feel connections with people I walk in on half naked.
Yeah.
You know? Hey, you know what? Suddenly we connect on so many levels.
It would be bad if you didn't.
Yes, this is very true.
Right?
So what song do we have coming up next?
We're going to play a song, kind of a sexy electro kind of, it's got a backbeat kind of from nightclubbing, Iggy Pop, if you can think about that.
Yeah,
that's
big Iggy Pop fan.
Night
and as you can tell,
I'm a, that's, yeah.
As you can tell by my haggard look, I was a nightclubber for a long time.
So that was my inspiration when I first started writing it, was just that beat kind of thing. But this is from Kiss the World, the first record. And we've just had a lot of placements in film with it. And everybody seems to like it. So we like to play it.
What's it called?
I Am Loved.
All right. So once again, from our Pearl Street studios, Cat Low and I Am Loved.
Okay, just had to make sure I was in tune. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I left the TV on and lit a cigarette. The mouth, the words to you, the things that I would let. You get away with things, and I'll stay up all night. I don't wanna hear your voice. I want to win the fight, kiss you from head to toe. We'll do it in the light. There's something you don't know. I have a secret life. I need a mind to blow. I don't wanna hear your voice. I am loved. I need love. I am loved. And I need love. I left the TV on and lit a cigarette. Then mouth the words to you, the things that I would let. You get away,
you get away
with things, and I'll stay up all night.
Oh no,
your voice. I am loved. I need love. I am loved. I need love.
The name of the band is Cat Low. And man, that was sexy.
Right?
Yes.
It's a sexy song for sexy people.
Written where? Where were you when you thought of that song?
I was co-writing with a producer, and it was actually finishing the first album, Kiss the World.
Kiss the World.
I did most of that in L.A.,
right.
But I finished some in Vancouver, and the guy I was producing with, I was just like, can we get a nightclubbing Iggy Pop beat? I think I have something to go
The first thing that crossed my mind when you started playing was, that's silky smooth. That is just a silky smooth
song. Oh, you should hear what the full band is like. Phenomenal.
Bring the full band in next time.
We will.
That was so cool. So in case you're just joining us, we got Cat Low in studio, live in our Pearl Street studios. We just heard a couple of songs that they stripped down for us. You're going to be hearing something off of their new album, not stripped down, called Scrapes, pretty soon. Tell me about the new album, and in particular, tell me about Scrapes that we're going to hear.
Scrapes actually wrote in L.A. as well, because I travel back and forth and I have a lot of producer and music friends here. Right. I was getting out of a breakup, and then even so, I still kind of realized when writing the lyrics that, which are, you can't get out the other side without scrapes on your heart.
Right.
That it doesn't matter even if somebody broke up with you or you broke up with them, you're still going to have scrapes on your heart no matter what.
Do you find a lot of creativity or more creativity on the bad side of emotions than you do on the good?
Heck yeah.
Okay. It's easier to be creative when you've been hurt.
I don't know what it is about it. Right. It's just, it brings out stuff. Sadness brings out such creativity.
Yeah.
It's like, almost all songwriters I know are like that. It's just like, married, happy. I don't know about the songs.
So tell me about the awards in Italy. Something exciting in Italy I read about.
Yeah, I just get, you know, I've just entered a few contests. Like I won a Nissan Cube car for music. Right. Just like they were introducing them to Canada. And I had Tuscany on my mind. I wanted to go there so bad.
A beautiful place.
Yeah. Oh. And I was watching every movie I could, old or new, on Italy. Right. Talked to everybody at work for a year about it. And then on Sonic Bids, which I don't even know if it's still around, but you could enter, you pay like $30 to enter contests.
Right.
And so I entered one that was called Arezzo Love and Wave Festival. And it said Tuscany.
Right.
It was located in Tuscany.
Like magic.
Yeah. And what are the chances? There was like 200 countries competing.
Right.
And we got picked. There was two bands picked and we were picked for it. So they flew us over, all expenses paid, gave us like a fridge of beer up to the top of Stella in our dressing room.
That's worth the flight itself, right?
Yeah. There. And we ended up playing in front of like 20 or 30,000 people and people were going crazy and they didn't know who we were really.
Right. That's a heart. That's got to be a heart-pounding moment. Oh, yeah,
the best part, though, I do have to say, we got put up in a Tuscan villa, and they had sparkling wine on tap.
Oh yeah, yeah. That was
so.
Worth,
I mean, the music part was really great, but like having that whole experience, and that was just for me being determined and thinking about it and somehow getting picked.
Congratulations. You must have a nice streak of luck.
I make luck happen.
Yeah, that's the way to put it. Yeah. I make my own luck happen.
Now, that's right.
Any dates coming up that we can see live?
We're playing tonight, actually.
Let's tell me more.
We're playing tonight at the Hotel Cafe in L.A. Right. in Hollywood at 8 o'clock on the main stage.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
We'll have a great show tonight.
Thank you.
And in the future, do we have any other spots coming up?
Oh, yeah. We'll be coming back on tour here.
I
for
can't
sure.
wait. Cannot.
It's the West Coast is our, we share a coast, right?
Yes. Exactly.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. How do people get in touch with you? How do we hear your music online? What are the ways to get in touch with you?
The website is catlowmusic.com.
That's easy.
Yep.
I can do that.
And Instagram is at Catlow Music, which is quite easy. Catlow is how you spell Catlow.
All one word.
And then on Facebook, same thing. I think it's Catlow Official for Facebook. But
now, am I showing my age by saying I mostly go on Facebook? And you kids, get off of my lawn!
Yeah.
I'm listening to Catlow here.
No, I spend time on. It's a really good marketing tool.
It really is.
And
really
you know is. What? Like I like tons of pages on there, so I get health news and psychology news, science news, and it just comes up in my feed. So it's usually just great stuff. Other than my friends, you know.
Excellent.
I think it's a great place to learn.
Excellent. Give them the website one more time.
Catlowmusic.com. CatlowMusic.
I love that. We've had the good fortune to have Catlow here in studio at our Pearl Street Studios. Their new album is Mane of Nowhere. I want to thank Natasha, Gina, and Jay for coming in. And we're going to hear Scrapes, but you're going to get the full dressed version of Scrapes, as we say.
Pop. All right.
Hey, thanks for coming in, you guys.
Thank you, Ed.
I was on my
It was great to have them in studio, and I cannot be happier that we met. That was Catlow and Scrapes off of their new album. We're going to be hearing it here from time to time. So once again, thanks to Catlow. You can find all their music on Spotify, which is where I just plugged this from. So enjoy. Thank you very much for being in studio with us today.
Thank you.